This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. Powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Hey, Liam is joining us this morning here on Second Date Update. Liam, we got your email. We got your message on 1029thewolf.com about Emma. So hopefully we can help you figure out what is going on with her.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely need your help. So I thought everything went perfectly, but it's been 3 weeks and I got nothing. She will not get back to me.
Bummer. So let's back up, Liam. How did the two of you meet?
Well, I joined a running club to help me work off the weight I gained during the pandemic, and I met her doing that.
Good idea.
Okay. Right there. Liam, you've got something in common with Emma that you can do together, yeah. So that you're off to a good start.
Right, you know, and it doesn't hurt that she's really funny and pretty.
That sounds like a winning combination. And how did you ask her out originally? What did you guys do in a date?
I was kind of shy to ask her out, so I decided to ask for her advice picking out a new pair of running shoes. Then she offered to go shopping with me, so I, of course, seized the moment and suggested we go to dinner afterwards.
So she basically brought you shopping, and then you're like, okay, let's go to dinner.
Hell yeah.
Good move.
Okay. Did anything happen, Liam, on the date with Emma that made you think that it might not be going so well?
No. I mean, you know, we shared some laughs at the store while she helped me pick out a really good pair of shoes. And, and dinner was fun. You know, there was no awkwardness, as far as I recall. So this is where you guys come in, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
One last question. Have you seen her since at your at the running club?
You guys run
a couple of times a week?
Well, yes and no. Like, so she's in better shape than me, mm-hmm. You know? So like I seen her at the start and she says hi.
Yeah.
But you know, she usually finishes the route way before me. So she just walks up after.
All right. So she gets there and you're off and running and she's gone.
Did she seem like she's avoiding you?
I don't know if it's that or it's just a weird timing. I mean, she did ask how my shoes were working out once, okay. So there's that.
All right, so this seems a little tricky. It seems like, you know, something is definitely up on her side. Here's what we're going to do, Liam. We're going to call Emma, see if she'll come on the show with us, and we can get some explanation on what's going on and why it's been so long with really nothing back from Emma on her side. You probably just want to know what happened, right?
I mean, yes, okay. Totally.
You stay right there, and we will come right back, the second half, Second Date Update, right after this on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Here to find out if we can put two people back together for a second date, Liam met Emma at a running club in town.
I was kind of shy to ask her out, so I decided to ask for her advice picking out a new pair of running shoes. Then she offered to go shopping with me, so I, of course, seized the moment and suggested we go to dinner afterward.
But since that first date, there's been no contact with Emma.
Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, good morning, Emma. Don't hang up. This is not a sales call. We're Thunder and PT, and I've got my co-host PT here with me, too. We're on the radio right now on 102.9 The Wolf. We do the morning show. Would you just have a moment to talk to us about a gentleman named Liam, that you went on a date with?
I'm sorry. Wait. Is this for real?
Yes. No, it's real. And okay. we do this segment called Second Date Update.
And we just want to ask you one question about Liam.
Okay.
So why haven't you called Liam back?
I'm so confused right now.
We do this thing called Second Date Update, okay? And it's where someone goes on a date and then, you know, things didn't go well or maybe he hasn't heard back from you. So in this case, Liam told us about your date. You know, you guys went shopping for shoes and then did some dinner. And he mentioned he hasn't heard from you. So we're trying to figure out what the deal is.
Hold up. Wait, our date?
Yes. You went out shopping for shoes, then you went out to dinner afterwards.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about a date. I do know a guy in my running club, and he asked me for advice on a pair of shoes. I don't know.
But then you went out to dinner together. He asked you out.
No, look, he told me he wanted to thank me for my help, and we grabbed burgers a few doors down from the shoe store on a Wednesday. So, no, it wasn't a date.
Oh.
Hey, okay, guys, can we just call this off? Like, I don't need to hear anything else.
Wait.
Oh, my God. Okay. Liam, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems, Liam, you weren't really clear with your intentions with Emma, and you told us it was a date, so we just assumed that's what it was, and she understood what your intentions were. If you're interested in someone romantically, you got to make it kind of clear from the get-go. So you asked her out to dinner, but you just assumed someone who was willing to help you buy shoes was interested, right, or likes you.
I guess maybe, yeah.
Liam, you're a great guy, and if you need help with anything when it comes to running, I'm totally here for you. My boyfriend knows that I'm friendly and I'm social, and he's really cool about it, but I'm taken, and really only friendship is all I can offer you.
That's fine.
Yeah. I understand, Liam, that your feelings are hurt, but go ahead, Emma.
No, I mean, I can really help you. I mean, it's easier to stay motivated if you have friends that support you. Like, I can be here for you in that way.
And you're making progress on these fitness goals, Liam, and you know, and now you've got a friend who's willing to help you with that.
I'll take that. I just, you know, being out like that just seemed like it was much more than just a friend helping me find sneakers, you know?
Yeah, but Liam, it wasn't.
Do you think, Emma, you gave, and I know the answer to this, but I want to hear you say it so he hears it, so that Liam hears it. Do you feel that you were giving, there could have been any
the wrong message or signs, like, you know, that, signals or something like that?
Mixed messages? That he might have thought that you liked him?
Look, I really hope not. I am very friendly.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. I just, right. You know, I did offer to help. Maybe I should have mentioned my boyfriend. Maybe I usually do, yeah. But maybe I didn't.
Liam, and here's one thing to keep in mind. You know, dating, it's a numbers game. What I always say, my dad said, you know, you can't catch anything if you don't fish. You just got to get back out there and keep running the race.
Right.
Well, I guess that's all I can do right now.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, chin up. Emma, you sound wonderful, and we appreciate you taking the time to, you know, straighten this out. And it's good that Liam now knows, first of all, that you're taken, but that those weren't your intentions to start with.
And I'm so sorry for the confusion, Liam. I feel really bad. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Okay. And don't be embarrassed in the running club. I think, you know, it sounds like you're making a lot of goals and a lot of progress towards your running part. So keep that rolling.
And
okay,
maybe you'll meet somebody else there.
Yeah.
There's probably someone else there that would love to go buy some running shoes and go out on, you know, for burgers. All right. So, Liam, guys, Emma, thank you. Liam, keep going. It's very important you keep going. Don't let this one get you down.
I will.
All right. And thanks.
You got it, buddy.
And thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
He's going to quit the running club.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.